Fighting mad, Gwynn filed 3 lawsuits against Baker after he got out of prison, accusing him of libel, false arrest, and an illegal seizure of papers from his home and office. Baker went to Jordan and asked him if the Treasury Department would defend him against Gwynn's suits, which, if upheld by a court, might put the detective in danger of being charged criminally. Jordan demurred. It would depend on whether Bacon had been justified in arresting Gwynn and jailing him for 3 months, the solicitor told the detective. Angry with that answer, Baker warned that if Treasury did not defend him, he would expose more corruption in the department. It amounted to blackmail, and when Jordan refused to play along, Baker carried out his threat. His targets became Clark, which delighted the New York banknote companies, and the 300 female employees Chase had reluctantly hired at Treasury for clerical work. The women were easy prey. Washington's labor force had been all male, with the city's females expected to remain at home, cleaning, cooking, and rearing children. A federal job was not considered proper for a lady to have. Chase's hires, however, became the first of thousands of government girls. The pro-democratic New York Herald, which loved to skewer Conjurer Chase, as the paper called him for allegedly printing money on a whim, railed against his hiring women. His department, the Herald claimed, had become an asylum for the girlfriends of congressmen. Reports soon circulated that the government girls had become too much of a temptation for male co-workers, and that the Treasury Department now sheltered a whorehouse. They were cruel rumors. A majority of the women at Treasury were wives or sisters of soldiers who had fallen in battle. They wanted only to serve their country as well as eke out a living. No matter, after Jordan turned him down, Baker scrambled to dig up dirt on the women. He hired Ada Thompson, a local burlesque queen and occasional prostitute, to help him. Thompson had befriended 2 Treasury employees, Ella Jackson and Jenny German, who lived next to her on the 4th floor of an apartment house at number 276 Pennsylvania Avenue. While the 2 women were away, Baker and Thompson broke into their room, taking away private papers, diaries, and letters to document whatever indiscretions Baker could find. When Ella Jackson returned to the room, Baker arrested her and, lying, told her that her roommate had confessed to various intrigues and immoralities at Treasury. There was nothing left for Ella to do but make the same confession or be thrown into the dreaded Old Capitol prison. Pretending to be her friend, Thompson urged Ella to cooperate and left her alone with Baker and the horror of being jailed. Terrified, Ella signed a statement Baker had written for her, in which she admitted she and her roommate went to the CD Central Hotel on Pennsylvania Avenue and slept with Spencer Clark and G.A. Henderson. Only later did she admit to Clark that Baker had coerced her into making the statement. When Ella's roommate Jenny returned home, Baker went through the same drill and forced the young woman to sign a similar confession he wrote for her.